In Oakland, one group of artists and activists have been taking to the streets all month in the lead-up to the election. And the other day, they just took over a city block to mural. KLW's David Exume has more.
14th Street was speckled with people and awash with bright swatches of paint. It was all part of the East Point Peace Academy's fifth day of gathering in front of Oakland City Hall. The organization's members painted traditional Native American art and a streetwide message, Choose Democracy. Founder Kazu Haga says the focus of this event is the national election. He wants to build a community to help uphold the democratic process.
And, you know, it's not even necessarily about one candidate over the other, even though a lot of our communities are clearly leaning one way. But it's about protecting the integrity of the democratic process. There's a lot of anxiety and concern around the possibility of an undemocratic power grab by the current administration.
He's been concerned with the Trump administration's comments on the legitimacy of mail-in ballots, as well as the fake ballot drop-off boxes that were popping up in Southern California. The goal of the event is to push everyone to vote, and a public art project is a great way to boost turnout.
Art is a way to not only bring people together who may not consider themselves like activists and who may not go to a protest or a direct action, but if we're doing a direct action for the purpose of painting a beautiful mural, that may bring more people out.
The organization partnered with other community groups to host the event, and the blockade was strong-armed by 1,000 grandmothers, the climate crisis organization, that is. The East Point Peace Academy plans to keep building partnerships and promoting civic engagement after the election, no matter the results. From KALW News, I'm David Exume.